From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello! Hey, everybody! So we have four brilliant contestants on our show. They are backstage right now. They're talking. They're trying to decide whether they should declare a national trivia emergency or not. And so they'll be up here playing some games, and one of them will be our big winner. What a great show. Our guest is comedian, writer, actor, Jim Gaffigan. Now, Jim's recent comedy album was nominated for a Grammy. He has performed for the Pope. He's got three movies coming out. He's like the dad we all aspire to be, basically. As you know what, I appreciate him. As a mom, I appreciate him. I appreciate the fact that he's super open about the fact that he has bad eating habits. I do like that. His first book was titled, Dad is Fat. And you know what? Everyone loves a chubby dad. Everyone. Chubby dad is happy. Chubby dad is fun. On the other hand, chubby mom? No, she's let herself go. Yeah, she's eating her feelings, right? Then there's skinny mom. Nobody likes a skinny mom. Oh, we judge a skinny mom. Oh, she's trying too hard. Yeah. There's a reason why chubby hubby is an ice cream flavor. Sounds like a good time. Skinny mom, I think, is a low-carb Chardonnay that tastes like disappointment and yoga. Warrior one. Jim lives in New York City, in a New York City apartment with his wife and five children, which I believe is legally an orphanage. We all get down on the city. What's your current pet peeve of the city?
Oh, you name it.
Yeah.
This is a hard city to live in. It makes everything very difficult.
I agree.
Really, for me, the main thing is parking, because we have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm eternally moving it from one side of the street to the other. And
yes.
Waiting for other people to move theirs so that there's space for me to move mine. And everybody knows you're supposed to move your car now, but you don't. You ruin it for everybody. It's a very frustrating.
And do you do that dance where you're all in your cars, like just move like slightly to the middle of the street, waiting for the rules to change so you can move back?
Totally.
I don't have a car, so I take the subway. And I often have to remind myself that the city is cool because people from all over the planet, all with different, diverse, interesting stories, come here for the chance to have their hair brush against my neck for our entire subway ride. So great. It's Women's History Month. So I'd appreciate if everyone here starts studying women's history. So we have a trivia show, and we'd like to ask some questions on the show that aren't just about Florence Nightingale and Marie Curie. We need some other women. You guys, we're going to have a great time. Let's play some games. Our first two contestants will play a game about animals named for celebrities like Seal. Let's meet them. First up, Katie Rogers. You recently started your own business as a customer experience consultant.
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
What made you decide to start your own business?
I saw that there was a lot of need for better customer service just across the board.
Yeah, kidding.
So I'm sort of a Mary Poppins of customer service. I just sort of float in, sort of fix things, and then I just, you know, okay, you guys are good. I'm going to go float to the next company.
And what's like the number one thing you're just telling them right off the bat that maybe there people are going, oh, well, we didn't do that.
Listen to your team and to your customers. It seems pretty obvious, but it's really not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Katie, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Charlie Rubinowitz. You're an executive assistant at The Atlantic. Cool. Now, you say that executive assistants are the unsung heroes. Why is that?
Because we never get any credit for all the things that we do. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, if you're listening.
I'm not sorry, How about some credit?
No. She's great. She's an amazing boss, and I'm really not just saying that.
Don't worry. We will not air his name at all. It will just say blah, blah, beep.
Great. Yeah, perfect, that's really, right? Really good. Yeah.
Charlie, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Katie and Charlie, whoever has more points after two games will go on to our final round. This is a guessing game called Big Time Binomials. When a scientist discovers a new species, they can call it whatever they want. And sometimes scientists decide to name animals after celebrities.
We will give you the scientific name of a living organism named after a celebrity, and you tell us if it's real or something we made up. Just ring in to answer, but be careful. If you're wrong, your opponent gets the point.
Here we go. The Aleodes shakiri wasp is named after Shakira. The female of the species injects its eggs into caterpillars, which then die as the egg hatches. As the caterpillar dies, it twists and bends, which reminded scientists of Shakira's dance moves. Real or fake? Katie.
Real.
Yeah, that's real. Wouldn't that be nice to work your whole career and then someone sees an insect writhing to death and thinks...
Oh, that reminds me of somebody.
That reminds me
of... The Jagermeyrix naiad is named after Mick Jagger. It's a prehistoric animal described as a cross between a long-legged pig and a slender hippo with supersized lips. Real or fake? Charlie.
Real.
That is absolutely real.
The Tetradom Tom Brady is a species of pufferfish discovered in Chesapeake Bay in 2016. It was named after Tom Brady because the pufferfish is known for deflating so slowly that it's almost imperceptible to the human eye. Real or fake? Katie.
I think it's fake.
You think correct. Yes.
The Scaptia beyonce, a rare species of horsefly found in Queensland, Australia, was named after the singer Beyonce. The scientist described it as the all-time diva of flies. Real or fake? Charlie.
Fake?
I'm sorry, that is real.
I know. Scientists need to get out more. A khaki-colored snail native to Queensland, Australia, reminded researchers of the naturalist Steve Irwin. So they named it Crikey Steve Irwin-eye. Real or fake? Katie.
I'm going to go with fake.
That's real. Oh. I know. It's a khaki-colored snail named after Steve Irwin. All right, this is your last clue.
A botanist who discovered a miniature version of the infamously foul-smelling corpse lily said the fleshy petals reminded her of Lady Gaga's meat dress. So she named it Rafflesia Gaga. Real or fake? Charlie.
Real.
No, that's fake. It's a good idea, but it's fake.
All right. Well done, both of you. Currently, Katie is in the lead.